Spider-Man, Spider-Man does whatever a spider can. Spins a web any size, catches thieves just like flies. Look out, here comes a Spider-Man. Is he strong? Listen, bud, he's got radioactive blood. Can he swing from a thread? Take a look overhead. Hey there, there goes a Spider-Man in the chill.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CatCast episode number 254. I am GBD here in post-typhoon Japan. And of course, we've got Wombat.
I am not in post-typhoon Japan. That's tough.
It's not that tough.
It's tough.
Shipwreck, can you say it?
Post-typhoon Japan? I can't.
Mugu
I say it.
Gaipan?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm the winner! Yay! Well, welcome to the show, everybody. A lot of stuff to talk about, I think. There's a big game coming out this week that I don't think any of us played, which is great.
Oh, no, I
think I was going to say one of us has.
Oh. Good. Great. So we have a lot of cool shit to talk about.
The good
about.
One has played it.
About Dragon Quest Monsters, right?
Yes.
Okay.
The one
got it covered.
The one of us who plays games has played it.
DQM2.
So yeah, Tokyo Game Show is over. I went for one day and... immediately after, let's see, well, Friday we did the show. Instead of me going to the Tokyo Game Show, we actually recorded a CatCast, which I think was a very wise use of my time and everybody else's time. And then the next day, because Osaka Grandma was in town to watch Tai, Mrs. Chibi thought that it would be nice if we all went on a trip to an onsen. Now, Wombat, do you know what an onsen is?
Something Japanese?
Yes.
Is it one of those things where people get naked and they kind of roll around on top of each other and there's a lot of people in one room?
Okay, close. You're close. You got the naked part right. But instead of rolling around on top of each other, they go into a big bath together.
Well, that sounds much cleaner.
Well, it's cleaner. It's definitely cleaner. And if you ever want to see like an 80-year-old man's balls hanging down to the floor... that's where you go.
I have mirrors in my house for that.
Well, you're not 80.
But they sure do drag.
Right. So it's like a big thing in Japan. It's a very popular pastime. You go to onsen, and it's a hot spring. It's usually like a natural hot spring water, which is supposed to be, I guess, supposed to be good for you.
Can you take noodles in there with you also?
I don't think you're not supposed to eat, you know. You don't want to bathe where you eat or shit where you eat.
Or something.
So anyway, we go on these trips from time to time. Now, personally, I don't, you know, I feel it's a little awkward for me to go to an onsen where it's like where you wind up sharing the bath with a bunch of strange Japanese men who inevitably want to just stare at my penis to see if it's big or not.
And then get disappointed Japanese men is really...
Exactly. So I don't want to disappoint them. So it makes it even more awkward. Because, you know, if it was really big, I wouldn't care. I would just walk around and I'd be like, yeah.
If it was really big, you would walk around naked all the time.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And this would just be fine. I wouldn't be like, you know, putting the towel on like immediately and, you know, trying to like back away from, you know, hide everything. But
so what are you going with, some swim trunks then? What's your strategy?
No, you can't do that. That's poor form. So I have the towel. And I just try to keep everything covered as much as possible. Like, as soon as I get out, I cover up. And, you know, when you go into, like, the locker room there, you know, there's ways to do it. So that
now, is there anything else you can do there other than homoerotic fun with old men?
Well, you eat. So the other thing is they usually stay in, like, an old-style Japanese room or small house. And they usually bring the food to your room. So you have a table set up there. And usually the food is very good as well. So
is there a lot of like pointing and like winking and stuff at each other when you're having dinner and everybody's seen each other nude?
No.
Oh yeah, I remember you.
The dinner is in your own room by yourself. So
so you can't have dinner with other people. You just get naked with them.
Some places don't serve the dinner in your room. There's like a restaurant, but most of the ones that I've gone to, it's served in your room. And Mrs. Chibi likes to go to the fancy / expensive ones. which is great.
Well, do you really want to go to a cheap naked communal bath?
I guess not. So Mrs. Chibi wanted to do this, and she wanted to go to a really nice one because Osaka Grandma was in town, and she was here, you know, specifically to look after Tai.
Now, do men and women go in separate baths?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Now, what I like, as I mentioned, I get embarrassed, and, you know, sometimes, you know, of course you want to chub up before you take the towel off a little bit.
That's crazy.
So the Japanese guys aren't disappointed. But what I really like to do...
Really? Really?
It might happen. Look, I do that when I take a shower at home and Mrs. Cheapy's in the bathroom, like, getting ready for work or something. You know, I try to make sure that everything is looking as impressive as it can be.
Just in case. No.
You think you're fooling her? You think you're doing it?
I think she doesn't even look. I think she stopped looking a long time ago. Because, like, sometimes I'll be like, hey, you see, I trimmed. I did a nice job trimming today. She's like, didn't notice, doesn't care, makes no difference. So one of the things that I try to do when Mrs. Cheapy is booking these trips is some of the onsens, especially like the nicer / more expensive ones, is you can get a private onsen. So like in the backyard of your little old Japanese house, you'll have your own little hot spring tub.
And that's when it's time to get it on, Sen.
Well, exact. Well, the problem is when you're with, you know, Osaka Grandma and Tai, that's probably not going to happen. But in the past, it has happened. And sometimes, and well, if you have your own, you can go at night after your kid has gone to sleep. Anyway.
And then you can get it on soon.
And exactly. And that's happened. And it's usually.
I get your joke on
you
that.
Understand. Yes. Penis in vagina.
Things are funny in threes. So it'll happen one more time.
Right. I spelled it out. I spelled it out for everybody. So they, in case they couldn't figure it out. So Mrs. Chibi booked one that had the private bath. So I was sort of looking forward to it. But I was a little weary because it's the summertime and it's hot. And you don't necessarily want to sit in a very hot body of water when it's, you know, 85, 90 degrees out and 90% humidity. And when you're doing this in like a mountainous, woody region, woody, you know, there's a lot of bugs around and it's not necessarily the best thing. So anyway, we get to this place, and it is really nice. We had like our own koi pond. I think I posted a picture of it on Twitter. It was really nice. So the first night, you know, we actually only went for one night, but the woman comes, and we're sitting in the room, and she's bringing the dinner. And the dinner is very extravagant with like these giant, scary-looking shrimps and, you know, very elaborate stuff. Mrs. Cheapy gets up to go to the bathroom. Goes to the bathroom, comes back a couple minutes later, and she's got this look on her face. Something's wrong. So I'm like, what happened? Like, I thought she took a dump and something. I didn't know. Like, something bad happened. Something came out that shouldn't have come out. I don't know. So she's like, there's a giant spider in the bathroom. I was like, oh. She's like, no, giant spider. And she holds her hands up, and it's, you know, you're talking like 6 inches or something like that.
That
like,
that's hairy. A giant spider.
She's like, it's hairy. She's like, should I tell the woman to try to, you know, to take care of it? Because the woman's still bringing the food in. And she knows that I'm a big pussy and I'm going to not do jack shit. And she's right. So I'm like, yeah, definitely. Definitely.
But you can fool her about the size of your penis.
But she,
I like, she.
Right, but I can't.
That's
but she
no
knows
spider.
That
that's my dong.
Right. Well, okay. So we're getting ahead of ourselves a little bit. So,
oh, really?
Well, no. Okay. Well, hold on. So I'm like, definitely tell the woman because I could tell by your face that I don't want to have anything to do with this. So she tells the woman, and the woman's like, oh, I'm so sorry. I'll take care of it. She finishes, you know, serving the food, and then she goes to the bathroom. She's in there for about 20 seconds. And we hear a scream. I was like, oh my God, what is happening in there? She comes out and she says the spider has bitten her.
No.
And I'm like, oh fuck, why are we here? We gotta get the fuck out of here. So I'm like, wait a minute, is this like a tarantula or something? Is she gonna die? Does she have to be airlifted out of here? But apparently there's no poison spiders here. So it's not a big deal. But she did scream. And apparently she did get rid of the spider. So I was like, all right, all right. So whatever, the women go to the onsen. I didn't feel like going to the onsen that night because, I don't know, I was looking after Ty, who wasn't feeling well, which also made the trip that much more fun. So we go to bed, and Ty wakes up at like 5 in the morning or something because he's not feeling well, and he gets into bed with us, and the light is on in the hallway. And you know how these old Japanese houses have like these rice paper on the windows, like on the inside windows, and you can see through them. Ty points to the one in our room, which is actually, you know, leads to the inside of our house, not an outside, into the hallway. And he's like, Papa, what's that? And I look at it and I see this giant, like, ornate design. And, you know, sometimes these windows usually have carved wood on one side. So the shadow, you know, puts a nice design onto the rice paper. And I'm looking at it. I'm like, oh, that must be like some sort of design. And I look at Mrs. Chivi and she's like shaking her head. And it's the outline of what's the biggest spider I've ever seen. If it was on your face, it would cover your face completely.
And lay eggs in your mouth.
Its legs would go, you know, to the side of your face. And I was like, holy shit. The woman's not here. It's 5 in the morning. I don't even want to. And it's right across from our bathroom. I was so scared that I'm such a pussy. I wouldn't even take a picture of it because I didn't want to get close enough to take a picture of it.
What if it was radioactive? You could be Spider-Man.
I wasn't really thinking about that. It was so big that when it walked, you could hear it walking. And it could move fast, too.
So it was like a tarantula? Is that what we're talking? We're talking full on?
It wasn't a tarantula because those are poisonous, right?
Not necessarily.
The legs were, I'd say the legs were as thick as like a pencil. And it was disgusting in every single way. Eventually, it moved somewhere because I could hear it walking on the wall. But at that point, like, I didn't think I really slept anymore. And the next morning we told Osaka Grandma, and she kept saying, oh, New York City boy, New York City boy. She knows I'm a big pussy. And I apologized for that horrible, like, racist sounding, you know.
Whatever. If that's what they sound like, that's what they sound like.
They, right? They. Those people.
Those people.
Anyway, so the spider eventually disappeared. And Mrs. Cheapy was giving me a really hard time because I hadn't gone to the onsen yet because I didn't want to go to the public one and get bitten by mosquitoes and show my penis. So we agreed that we would go to the private one in the backyard area. So we both take off our clothes and we go together, and we walk back there. And as we're about to get in, Mrs. Cheapy looks into the tub and says, We can't go in there. There's a giant, like, sea worm in the onsen. And I was like, oh, God. So we just put our clothes in and went back inside. And it was, I just so told Mrs. Chibi, I said, we're never going back to an onsen in the summertime again. This was, like, the worst idea ever. And if I'm embarrassed to tell you how much it cost, and I won't even tell you. The good news is that Mrs. Chibi paid for it. So I was off the hook. But, man, I'm a pussy.
They should have given you something for all the bugs.
That's what I thought. And I told somebody else the story, and like, they didn't give you like a free night or anything. And I think maybe like most Japanese people, like, it doesn't bother them. Oh, and then so I said to Shima, because usually she reads a lot of reviews ahead of time. It's like, you didn't notice anything about this in the reviews or anything. And she's like, well, actually, now that you say that, one woman in the review when she was in the onsen said she saw a crab, and she thought it was really cool that they had crabs outside of the onsen, you know, so you could look at the crabs. But then later the woman realized that it wasn't a crab, it was a giant spider. So yeah, I don't know what to do. It was so big. Like, normally, like, if it was a small spider or bug, like, I don't mind killing it with like a paper towel or something, but this was so big, like, I wouldn't even know how you could kill it. Like, you would hit it with a shoe or something, but it would just, it would be so big. Like, the mess would be so big, I wouldn't know what you would do with it afterwards.
Was it just brown, or how was it colored? I'm trying to find it. If you type in, I'm Googling now.
Is it a Japanese huntsman spider?
If you just type in Japanese spider on Google Images, you'll have an idea of what we're talking about.
Is it a banana spider?
I don't know exactly what. Japanese banana spider? But you see the pictures, right, on Google Images if you type in Japanese spiders. That'll just give you a general idea of what we're... Let me see. Japanese spiders. It'll just give everybody a general idea of what we're talking about. You'll see a whole nice assortment of just disgusting, scary-looking motherfuckers. And that's basically what we're talking about.
Yeah, I stand by. You're a pussy.
What? You're looking at these spiders? Big as your head, dude?
Pussy.
What would you do? What would you do?
Kick it.
It's on the wall. You can't... And you wouldn't kick it. And you know that it bit the other woman.
I'd use my shoe.
Your shoe would have a giant dead spider on it.
I would... A dead spider is easy to remove.
I can't even look at these pictures. All right.
You're such a puss.
I know.
I feel bad for your son. Who's going to teach him how to be a man?
Well, usually they're really into insects here. Like, the kids catch, like, play with beetles and stuff. Like, you see in the cartoons, they, like, fight beetles against each other. So hopefully he won't be like that. But hopefully he lives in a place like we live now where there's no bugs. So you don't have to worry about that shit. Anyway, so I'm a pussy. Get over it. I'm a pussy and my penis isn't big enough to impress Japanese men. So overall, the trip was a big failure.
It was just a big shot to your self-esteem.
Yeah, well, and the funny thing was, like, the night before, Mrs. Chibi called the front desk and asked for a late checkout. And by the time, you know, we saw the second spider, I was like, we're leaving here as soon as possible. We were out of there by 9:30. We were on the 10 o'clock train back to Tokyo. Anywho, anything, you have any big insects in your life that you want to talk about?
Just
you. Or anything manly? Just me, yeah. So, well, maybe some show feedback then from last week's TGS show.
Sure. Liquid Cross said, "Come on, Wombat, your lack of comic book knowledge is letting us down. Darwin was not a red shirt specifically created for X-Men First Class. He has been in the comic books for many years." And by many years, I looked it up, it was about four.
Four years. And X-Men has been around since 1960-something?
64, maybe?
Okay, so not that many.
So
I never heard of them. I just assumed they created them.
Yeah, I'm not a huge X-Men reader, especially not recent X-Men. I think most of my X-Men knowledge comes from the early 90s. And I did read the Joss Whedon run. But other than that, I'm not, you know, I wouldn't say I'm an X-file. Ha!
Right.
Yeah. Monster.
That laugh was pretty awesome, by the way.
Thank you. That was my even I know it's not funny laugh. Monster Max says, LOL at Zangief. That was pretty funny. I was still laughing about that for days.
I still don't know how to say it.
Zangief.
Zangief is the right way?
I believe so.
Who cares?
That's how I've always pronounced it. Not right. Zangief.
Zangief. But Zangief? Yeah, I don't know. Hey, whatever. I played the game when it first came out. I have some, you know, credibility. I just don't know how to say the character.
It was just very funny because it was very uncharacteristic.
All right. What else? What else we got here?
Wolfkin says, I rarely have time to comment on shows, but I had to come back and express how much the arguments or discussions like the one on that show or why I listen to CAG. While I mean no offense to Cheapy, and I do enjoy hearing from him in Shipwreck, this is another episode where once again, Wombat proves he is the voice of the people. Two thumbs up and say, good show, sirs. Great show.
Yes, once again, Wombat cherry-picking his own positive.
Actually, I didn't pick it because it was a positive comment about me. I just picked it because it was that, yes, I think that, you know, I like that we can...
What was he talking about? He was talking about our iPhone 3DS discussion.
Yeah, there was a lot of talk about that in the thread, and some people agreed with me, some people didn't. Some people didn't like that you said that your battery life comparisons may not have been accurate because they're the same, not different. And also the size. Huh? People were complaining about size in the thread.
Well, Shipwreck has done a lot of research on the size.
I know. Maybe I was going to bring that up. Yeah. So, Shipwreck, what is the exact dimension of the of the Vita?
Well, I don't have this in front of me, but I know that the argument was that I was making it seem about the same size as a Galaxy Tab.
Right. And I said that when I had my hands on it, it didn't seem that it was that much bigger than a PSP.
It's by volume, it's 23% larger than a PSP. And the thickness is about the same on both of them. So it's 23% larger in the height and width aspect ratio, which is pretty big. Like, my whole thing with saying it's big is that you're going to have to carry this thing in a bag or a purse or something with you.
Or big cargo
pants. In Cheapy's really case, big. A purse, obviously.
Right.
Like, it's not something that's going to be, like, you're going to stick in your pocket. So it might as well be the same size as like, a tablet. And it just about is. Like, it's a little bit skinnier. Like, it's not quite as wide as what a Galaxy Tab is. But it's not that far off. It's, like, an inch and a half.
Volume-wise, it wasn't
volume-wise, it's larger than a Galaxy Tab.
Really?
Yes.
Explain volume to our listeners, because they don't
explain volume.
Yes, please explain.
That's where
that.
You take the...
By listeners, I mean wombat.
Yeah,
the who did what now? I'm sorry, I'm looking at pictures of giant Japanese salamanders.
Go ahead, Chip.
No, I think everybody knows what volume is. Oh. I'm not going to explain volume.
That's when you make something lower to louder.
No, It's length times width times height, right?
Correct.
Yay, I remember something from high school.
And it's not the end-all, be-all judge of like whether a portable is too big or not, but...
But you're not crazy. It's in that range. I said, you're crazy. I said you're crazy, and now you're saying you're not crazy, and you have some data behind it. I still think you should do a post where you compare the volume to different on these different devices.
If I could find the average volume of a pocket in a pair of Levi jeans,
yes,
then I might do that post.
I think you can find that
without measuring it. I'm not gonna. I really don't want to measure the pockets in my.
Wouldn't that be faster? Than searching for it?
Probably.
Probably. Okay.
I may have searched for it for about a half hour.
And you have a measuring device, right?
I have a ruler.
That'll work. So we look forward to your pocket post comparison. Excellent.
You keep looking forward to that.
I don't have a lot to look forward to these days. Let's move on to new releases where we do have things to look forward to.
It's Gears of War 3 week.
Yeah.
That game's good. I haven't finished it yet, but that game's really good.
What have you been playing? Single player, multiplayer?
Single player. I pretty much always just go through a game single player, at least to begin with. But I'd like to play some of the co-op, too. I mean, it's four-player co-op.
Which is new for this year, right? Last year was only two, or no?
Yeah, last time it was only two.
The first one was also only two.
Yeah, the areas are much wider to accommodate for four people. So it's not quite as, like, it doesn't feel like you're going down hallways as much as some of the old levels did.
Is the game still mostly brown?
No, it's not. They got red in there.
I love
there's
red.
There's yellow. They found that color.
Green? Any green? I like green.
There is some green. Not quite as much, but there is some green.
Right. Because Bulletstorm, I remember, was surprisingly colorful. And I thought that maybe that Gears of War could have been inspired.
It definitely is much more colorful than the past two games. Excellent. But at the same time, it's still set in this desolate wasteland of Earth. So, it looks great. Mm. Like, it's amazing just what the 360 is still capable of when people take the time to, like, actually just detail everything. Like, these character models, it's amazing, like, all the little, like, nuances to all the characters. Like, they have all these little just throwaway bits on their, like, pants or on their, like, belts or whatever.
You can see a Vita hanging out of one of the pockets, right? Because it doesn't
quite
fit.
No, their pockets, even the Gears of War characters do not have big enough pockets to carry a Vita.
They have a separate backpack, I think.
Yeah, yeah. They actually get inside of one and pilot it around.
I remember, doesn't Marcus use one as a like a surfboard, I think.
Yeah, yeah, that's it. It's really good. I mean, the writing, it's still Gears of War writing, but it's a step up than what they've done in the past. Like, my wife was watching it and she's like, wow, this actually looks like something I'd like to play. Like, these characters are interesting. They're very unique. She was, like, enjoying watching me play Gears of War, which is not a typical thing that she would like to do.
Oh, that's cool. Because I remember that the second one, I got to the final boss, and I just so didn't care about what happened in the story. And the boss was hard, and I just turned it off, and I never turned it back on again. I mean, I went and played more multiplayer, but I never turned the single player back on.
I never played two. I finished two. I'm about halfway through.
I never finished two either.
I should have this, hopefully, this week. Hopefully. So I'm really looking forward to playing it.
I'm sure you'll have it then.
Did you see the all the DLC, the day one DLC that's available?
Of course. Didn't you buy it all?
$45 in skins, multiplayer, like gun skins and I think character skins too. Or maybe it's just gun skins. I don't even know. But I know that when you're on the dashboard and you're looking at the new stuff in the game's marketplace, it just dominates. You just have to scroll through so much. And there's also a $30 season pass available. So you could spend $75 in day one DLC.
So you don't
DLC.
Get the day one DLC if you get the season pass?
You get one set of skins, I believe, out of the many that are available.
Yeah, the season pass is mainly for the four downloadable, like,
the maps,
either multiplayer or single player missions, whatever they're coming out with as their big downloadable packs.
Both, I think, actually.
Yeah.
It looks good. The reviews have been, actually, I haven't read any of the reviews, but I saw the scores seem pretty positive. So yeah, I'm excited to get in on that.
It's definitely a high quality game. Like it's just nice to look at. It's really impressive.
Great.
Yeah.
What else?
Surprise, surprise. Right. Buy Gears of War 3.
Right.
Let's see what else. Not much tried to challenge Gears this week.
Right.
Resident Evil 4 HD came out for Xbox Live Arcade and PSN.
I played a few minutes of that.
How is it?
That game is so awkward if you haven't played it in a while.
Why? The
controls.
Shooting?
The controls are just, it's just so different and you forget.
Japanese is the word you're looking for.
Well, because it wasn't that awkward on the GameCube.
Oh, God, yes, it was.
I don't remember it being that awkward. Maybe it's just me. But
I think you've played so many like refined third-person action games
since then. That's what I mean. It's you know, you just want to go with that standard Call of Duty style control with the two analog sticks and pulling the left trigger to aim and the right trigger to shoot. I mean, it's, you know, or Resident Evil 5 style control.
Mass Effect.
Do you know if they even added that in?
They did not. They did add another style of control. But it just flips around what the shoulder buttons do. So you hold left to draw your gun, but you still have to shoot with the X button. You only use the left analog stick to move. The right analog will move the camera, but barely. And I was so not used to how it works. If you remember in the very beginning of the game when you walk into that first house and there's the one guy? Yeah, he killed me.
Oh my gosh, wow.
These controls, they're not working.
and I thought I was supposed to push the A button and it's the X button, which is actually also counterintuitive because I'm so used to pushing the green button to do things if I'm not going to use the trigger that I pushed the A button a few times. I'm like, why won't he shoot?
How does it look?
It looks nice. It doesn't look like it definitely looks like an older game.
Right, but not bad. Not offensive to your
But
eyes.
Not offensive. Exactly. I mean, I need to definitely get a little further into it before I could really see where it falls apart. But, I mean, it's one of my favorite games of all time. I've played it at least three times on the GameCube. I don't know if I need to finish it again, but I very much am looking forward to playing some more of it. I still need to finish Deus Ex, though, first, because every time I think that game is about to end, they send me somewhere else. That game is long. So
cool.
Yeah.
On Resident Evil 4, is that a, how are the achievements on that? Is that like a full 1,000 or 200 or what is it?
I don't know. I don't really pay attention to that. I could look it up.
I just know that it didn't, like, the graphics didn't list it as an Xbox Live Arcade game.
No, it's a game on demand. Does it even have achievements?
I would think it would have to then.
If it's a games on demand, yeah, it should.
Let's find out.
Wombat will find out. Okay. Right. Wombat's going to look into that and we'll move on. What else we got?
Burnout Crash also came out for Xbox Live Arcade and PlayStation. I was looking forward to that. That demo is crazy short.
That is a stingy demo right there. I was I thought something was wrong. Wait a minute. What? I only get one little map here to use?
1,000 points, according to the Xbox.com page that I'm on.
All right.
Zero of 1,000 points.
It wasn't won by forgetting it killed by the first enemy in the game.
No. Right. Did you try a Burnout, Wombat?
Well, I played it already, a little bit of it at the EA Holiday Showcase. And it sounds like I played more than you have.
I just played the demo, and I thought, I can't tell if this is fun or not. I think I like it, but I have so many other games to play right now.
I'll tell you what, if the rumors are true and that this game is coming out for the iPad,
right?
I think this game will probably work better on an iDevice. And I hate to say that.
It'll be cheaper, probably.
With the top-down style and the ability to move your finger where you want the car to go may actually be more intuitive than a controller. I don't know.
Did you try? But I don't know. It seemed. I just don't know. I love Burnout. It could just be a bad demo. I skimmed two reviews. I saw that our friend Russ over at MTV Multiplayer loved it. And then I saw that Griffin at Joystick thought it was just okay. So I don't know. I feel like I have so many games to get through now that I'll just wait till it's on sale.
I've played, go back a second, I've played 30 hours of Deus Ex, and I'm not finished with it yet. Anyway, Shipwreck, you were going to say something.
The thing about Burnout Crash, it bothers me, this is weird to say, but it only being 800 points kind of shocked me, and it made me think this might not be very good.
Don't say that, dude. You're going to screw us all.
That's the honest feeling that I had. I'm like, This has the Burnout name on it. This is by EA. Like, wouldn't they be trying to get $15 from me if they could?
Right. Maybe they realize that there's a lot of games coming out now, and I don't know. I think when it's $5, I'll buy it.
Oh, definitely. Like, I still really want to play it. I just wish the demo was longer.
I like the autolog leaderboards integration stuff, but yeah, the demo needs to be longer. It's a shitty demo. Which doesn't mean it's a shitty game, but it's just a weak ass demo. What else?
For PS3, Child of Eden is coming out with the Move controls and 3D and everything. Are you gonna get that?
Is that this week or is it really next week? Because it seems too soon. Hold on, I'm looking at it right now. Am I gonna get it? I want to see. You know, I never finished the Xbox One. I think it says September 27th, so it is actually next week. But
it's next week.
Yeah, I want to see how the 3D is. And then we'll go from there. Actually, it's not next. That's week is the 27th.
Next week, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So I don't know. I'll see. But we'll talk about it next week. I haven't even finished the Xbox.
So Tech Gaming is letting us down here.
Tech Gaming dropping the ball, guys. Come on.
Seriously, we rely on you.
Right.
And then for the DS, Dragon Quest Monsters Joker 2, which I've been playing. That's Dragon Quest version of Pokemon, basically. Yeah. And Kirby Mass Attack, which I haven't had a chance to check out yet.
All right.
Looking forward to that one.
Anything else on this list? No, there is not. Okay, let's move on. A little bit of CAG shopping news. Some big, big news. This whole Netflix mess, I guess we can call it. So Netflix, as everyone I'm sure has known, is dividing up their business into really two separate businesses. Their mail order business is going to be called Quickster and is going to be actually a completely separate website. And Netflix will just handle streaming. Now, are either of you guys Netflix customers?
I'm a streaming Netflix customer.
As am I.
Okay, so you guys both, when they raised the prices, you just went streaming.
I had always been
streaming. I was always streaming.
Okay. I mean, this is, first of all, the stock has been going, doing an incredible nose drop. I didn't look what it did today. Let's see.
It was $300 in July, and yesterday it was down to $133.
It's $128 right now.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that is, let's see, 6 months. Yeah, wow. Yeah, look at that, July. Yep, $298. Woo, boy. I don't know. I mean, to me, when I see this, it makes so little sense to divide the business up so completely that it must be that they just want to sell that, you know, one of the businesses.
Did you read the email from the CEO?
Yeah, it was really weird.
He compared Quickster to AOL dial-up and Borders. Like, that kind of, like, he didn't directly compare it, but that's kind of how it comes off as him looking at Quickster as, hey, this is a dying business.
Yeah, but it's weird because it looks like the whole streaming business cost them a lot of money, too. To get all the licensing and stuff seems like it's a real pain in the ass, too. I mean, maybe they weren't making money with the mail order business. I don't know. And that's why they're splitting it off. But it seems to me like once they started doing all this streaming stuff, that's where all their problems started. I don't know. It seems real. And of course, the big news is that they're adding games, rental games, to the Quickster service, the mail order.
But for how much?
Obviously. It's going to be an additional fee, much like if you want the Blu-rays, you got to pay extra. So we don't know how much, but I know Shipwreck likes Redbox a lot.
Redbox for $2 a night or $2 a day, like
tough to beat.
You can't really beat that. And they have at least all the Redboxes around here. Like they don't have the older games, but if you want to play anything new, they have them in there pretty much the week that they come out. Like by the Friday. Like this Friday, they'll have Gears in there probably.
Right. So it's pretty current.
Yeah. So, I mean, I can't really beat that.
And what does Gamefly think of all this? You know, obviously.
I'm sure they love it.
I'm sure they're really happy. Well, we've seen Gamefly like expanding a lot recently. You know, they bought Direct to Drive from IGN, the PC download store. So they're obviously trying to protect themselves from things like this. I don't know. I think. Almost all the feedback that I've read about this next Netflix thing has been really negative.
Well, it's very awkward. And if you're a Netflix subscriber but you want DVDs, you have to re-sign up for this new site, re-enter in your credit card information. Nothing is the same. It's two completely separate companies.
Yep.
It just
even on your bill, even on your credit card bill, you get charged twice.
It just doesn't make sense. And what you said may very well be true. They may want to sell off one or both.
Well, once they sell off both, what's left?
a company owner that takes his money and moves to Jamaica.
I don't think he's wanting to go. Just goes to Jamaica.
Go wherever he wants.
Right.
That's what. Who says he wants anything left?
It's really weird. It's really weird. We'll see what happens, but it looks like the stock is in the shitter.
It's like what we're trying to do. We're trying to sell off Cheap-Ass Gamer to one person and the CAD-Cast to another company.
Right. Good luck. I don't think you can sell a podcast to somebody.
Sure you can. Shh, don't tell them that.
It's like if Penny Arcade wanted to sell their site, how could they do it? Because the guys do everything, you know, you'd have to. It's just impossible.
Do we know if Netflix has bought the Quickster Twitter account yet?
I don't think we know that. Yeah, the best is the Quickster Twitter account is some stoner guy who just talks about getting high a lot and, you know, in poorly constructed English. It's entertaining. But we shall see. We shall see. Also, yes, we have a big contest going on CAG. Shipwreck, nice job landing this.
Yeah, we're giving away a signed copy by a whole bunch of the guys at Epic of Gears of War 3. And that's from our friends at Blockbuster who have a deal going on where if you buy Gears of War 3 from them, you get a free month of unlimited games and movie rentals, which is that's a good deal.
What's that worth usually? Do you know?
It's around $20, I would think, at least. Mm-hmm. Somewhere in that region.
All right, so if you go to the front page of CAG or on our contest page, you'll find the contest there and you can enter. It seems to be very popular so far. I see we have 1,100 entries in less than 24 hours. So, yeah.
Quickster dude on Twitter changed his icon. It's no longer Hi Elmo. It's looks like a family crest now.
Is it the Quickster Netflix family?
It's like
crest?
I don't know what the hell that is. It's like a badge. A badge.
It's probably a weed leaf or something.
Yes, weed leaf.
Yeah, but enter the contest, guys, because the more people that enter these type of contests, the more likely we're to get cool stuff like this in the future.
Yes. like we have to bribe you to encourage you to enter something that takes 1 second, and then you can win something cool. Excellent. That's good. Very good. Now is the time where we talk about Audible.
You know what? You know why we got this contest, though, right? It's because Shipwreck and I went to shoot bears in a truck.
Oh, it's the same guys, the same PR company. Yes. So, yes, Audible. Audibletrial.com/CADcast, where you can get a free audiobook download and free 14-day trial. So you can check out their service. And, of course, the best part is that Wombat and Shipwreck get Pizzade. If you just sign up for the trial, you don't actually have to pay anything.
I've been thoroughly enjoying my audiobook that I've been listening to all week, and it's really the only thing I've wanted to listen to.
Which one is that?
I got the Grant Morrison nonfiction book about superheroes.
Oh,
yeah,
nice.
Really good. Really good. I'm about halfway through because I'm about 20 minutes away from the end of the first file because it's in two giant files.
Didn't you run a contest to see our new
I did. Look at you. I have it up. Yeah. Mesky says audible.com because reading is hard.
Yeah, it is.
Yep.
Okay. Anything else?
Sideshow Comedy, Audible kills bugs dead.
At least that's not offensive.
Now, Mormon Rage says audible.com, the common sense solution for the nation's literacy epidemic.
These are all good.
Yeah, some of them are very funny. Dougtron 3030 says Audible when turning the page is too much work.
All right. Very good. So please, first of all, thank you. The response has been pretty good so far. Audibletrial.com/CADcast. We really appreciate it. Appreciate your support.
I like.
They're good too. Like I've been listening to the Mass Effect Retribution book.
Is that the one? Which that's the second one.
It takes place after Mass Effect 2. So it's either the second or the third one. I'm not sure.
I see. I read the first one. It wasn't bad.
I like this.
Yeah, this one's good.
This is a good one from Hufferstall. If it doesn't come from Audible, it's Audible bullshit.
Hope you weren't looking forward to that money. Hope you weren't counting on that.
I hope
you haven't spent it yet.
I listened to some of the shows they also sponsor. We're very tame by comparison.
I have a recommendation. Here you go. I finished Ender's Game, as I mentioned. I see they have Ender's Game Special 20th Anniversary Edition. So, and that's normally a $7.49 product there. So, very good. Audibletrial.com/CADcast. There's a link on the front page if you cannot remember. Let's move on. Shipwreck, you've been playing more Dead Island?
I wrapped it up. I really liked that game.
Oh.
Took me about 30 hours, I think.
Holy moly.
I played the majority of it on Saturday and Sunday. I played with Cag Meager.
Oh.
The author of the Boat Crash Chronicles.
Oh, so he's probably got some fresh material then.
Probably, yeah. But it's a lot of fun, yeah. It's definitely worth checking out if you have 30 to 50 hours of your life to kill zombies. The co-op is fun. Like the co-op works really well because you can drop in to another person's game and you still get all the experience. And as long as you're on the same act in the story, you get credit for that quest as well. So, and it kind of, the game tells you when people who are near your same level are playing.
People on your friends list or just anybody?
In general. Anybody. But you can set it up to where you just have people on your friends list play with you and everything like that. It's just like any other thing. You can set it to private. But it's a lot of fun. I want to play more of it. And I know there's some expansions coming out. So
did your opinion of the combat change at all?
I like the combat. You get to a point where you start to use guns. It's still primarily melee. But by the time you build up your, I think it was called rage power, like my guy could beat up guys with his fists really 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 well and like not take damage and everything. He was doing that, and I liked the analog controls, like the way zombies dismember and break their bones and the flesh peels off of them and they burn and everything. Like it's pretty satisfying to kill these zombies.
Huh. Okay, cool. I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait till it gets cheap, and I'm sure it will be cheap here soon.
The thing with you, it's going to be difficult because this is a long game, and you definitely can't play it when Ty's around.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
Well, you've been also that you did start Deus Ex.
And I play that at night. Yeah, I'm about 7 hours into Deus Ex.
So you have at least 20 some odd hours to go.
Right. I like it. I got to the first boss battle and it was annoying. And I was chatting with Wombat and he just said, just put it on easy. And I was like, yeah, I will do that. And then I beat him and it was fine.
It really doesn't change the game at all to do that. It's they are so inconsequential. And I know because I've done all four of them now, I think.
You know, they say that part of the game was outsourced.
Oh, what, just those boss fights?
Yeah.
It feels like a different game. It really does. And
the guy who did it said, like, he never really played much Deus Ex.
It's not cohesive to the rest of the storyline, which is very true. But it really isn't, it's not a game killer by any means. Because, like you said, you drop it down to easy, it's 2 minutes. If that.
Yeah.
Load times last longer, and that's what the game killer is. The load times on that game are excruciating. They make me want to pound my head against the wall.
You've installed
it? Did you install it?
I did.
Yeah.
They're not great.
They're like a minute long. It drives me batty because, especially when you get further in the game and you try to do something sneaky or fun or different, and then you die, and then you have to sit through that load screen again.
Yeah, it's not great. I wish it had a quick save. I wish it had...
You could save at any point, any time.
No, but like a one-button quick save.
Oh, well... Really, is it...
PC? Game has a one-button quick save?
PC games.
I was going to say...
Well, PC games, yeah.
Is it really that hard to push start and
save? It's not that bad. It's not that bad. Okay, I'm not complaining.
But, I mean, that would be my biggest...
The music is one of my favorite parts. I love that, like, you know, futuristic...
That Vangelis... Vangelis.
Like Mass Effect had. Yeah. I like it.
No,
like
the game it. Is it's the fun. Game it's, is awesome. It's so much fun.
But like you always mentioned, I think was it with this game? I can't remember, but you always feel that when you get the upgrade points, the praxis points. I feel so much pressure. I'm like, oh my god, am I gonna really screw myself if I take the big inventory instead of
I say this about every game, but yes, this one I did say this about as well. It's the worst feeling ever. Because you know, right now I actually have 3 praxis points that I haven't spent because I'm afraid to spend them on something to find out later I need them for some. I'll need to upgrade something. Yeah.
You say that I should go for the falling.
The falling thing is crazy useful. You're going to be shocked how often you need to just say you're just going to want to say screw it and jump and fall down.
I see. I just got to China, so
nice.
That's where I am in the game.
China's fun.
Very good. Yeah. Very good. Yeah. I played the demo for Renegade Ops. I see it's here on our outline. I played the demo, and I got to the end of the demo, and it says, you know, okay, now you can buy the game. And I bought the game right when it told me to. And then it just kicked me out to the title screen afterwards. I didn't get my achievement points, and I have to start over. But which one of you guys have played it?
I played the demo.
I've been playing it a little bit, yeah. I'm up to, I think I'm on the third level. I really want to like this game, but it really wants to hate me. Like,
it's that frustrating.
It's just the levels are so long. Like, and there's no way to save or anything.
You got to make it through each thing, each part.
Yeah, and these are like, level. I want to say these are like it was taking me like 25 minutes to get through a level.
You playing single player?
Playing single player or co-op. The disappointing thing about the co-op too is that you get no achievements for playing it cooperatively.
What?
And it's kind of a game that's built to play co-op.
It's 4-player co-op.
Yeah, like that's kind of like a big draw of the game.
Sure.
And they just, all the achievements are single player achievements.
I bought it. So I bought it. We can play together. Wombat, you didn't buy it.
No, I played the demo and didn't enjoy it. So why
did you finish
would I
the
buy
demo?
That? Mostly. Did I got bored of the demo. I was like, this is stupid.
You get a helicopter at the end. A nice little helicopter teaser.
Yes, I did finish it. I got, that's right. You get in the helicopter and then it goes to the title screen. Yes.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah. I was like, this is dumb.
Dumb, huh?
It's not dumb. It's just, it needs more than what it
I
is.
I just, like, I was not having any fun with it.
All right, well, maybe you and I will play Ship, or maybe we'll just play Gears. Let's see what else. Oh, I got my copy of NHL 12, and I'm going to go ahead and take full credit right now. The 360 version is region free, and I believe that's the first time ever it's been region free on
just
Xbox 360.
You.
Yep, and I tweeted like 2 months ago to them. I said, please make it the 360 version region free. So I take full credit to the two people in Asia who bought this game. You're welcome.
So are you going to join a CAG league now?
I will join. Yeah. So the way it works, I mean, the big play mode here when you play online is there's a CAG team and you all play together at the same time on the same team, which is like, you know, it's basically six way co-op, which is pretty cool. I haven't tried that. I've tried that last year. I haven't tried it in this one. It's mostly the same from last year. It has the same problems as last year. Like the replays are still choppy, and there's no reason for. I mean, this game has been on the Xbox 360 for so long, and you know PS3 too, that they should be able to make the replays look really smooth. I don't know what the problem is. There's still presentation issues. It does not. It's missing that, and I know I said the same thing last year. It does not look like a TV broadcast. Why cannot they cannot make this look like a TV broadcast? When you score a goal and the stats come on underneath the guy's, you know, body when he's skating around, it gives you about 1 second to read it and then it disappears forever. It just does not look like a TV style broadcast. But gameplay wise, the game is awesome. It's better than ever. The physics system is better than ever. The players really seem to have weight when they collide and the hits are more realistic. Maybe a little bit too much stick breaking for my tastes. But overall, it's great. I mean, I really like it.
Speaking of EA Sports games, I was at a party over the weekend where at the end of the party, I was asked to play Madden against my friend because he just got it and he wanted to see, because I'm, quote-unquote, an expert in video games.
Yes,
I am. And he trounced me in Madden football. But I was supposed to say on the show, since I lost, Elon beat me in Madden football and I lost. So his coworkers are all big fans of the show. And when the show's over, I could tell you where they all work.
Oh, okay. Sounds
good.
Yeah,
so there you go. I lost the bet, so I'm fulfilling my end of the bargain.
Excellent. Let's see what we can talk about here. So, Shipwreck, you finished Homefront, right? And you wrote a review of it. I remember. So
I vaguely remember that, yes.
Right. I don't think you loved it. You thought it was serviceable, I believe.
The atmosphere and the universe are great. I couldn't really tell you.
Wasn't it like 3.5-4 hours long?
It was really short. And I don't remember anything about that's made it stand out.
There you go. Well, maybe that's going to change for the sequel because Crytek has got the gig. And
that could be good. Like,
that could
the
be
universe
good.
Is good.
Yeah, I like that. I like the whole idea and everything. But yeah, it looked a little janky to me. The gameplay looked a little janky. But so that's good news. I can't believe I haven't finished Crysis 2. I loved playing it, and I just some other game comes along and I want to play that, and then another game comes, and I just forget. I just, you know, you get buried. I hate when that happens. But that's good news. Also, something that we forgot to mention last week, the Syndicate, a reboot is coming for Syndicate. Syndicate Wars was a PC, I guess you'd call it like a real-time strategy game of sorts, which I played it. I used to like that game a lot. But unfortunately, the reboot is going to be a first-person shooter. So it's totally different.
So people will actually play it in 2012 or whenever it's coming out.
It was a cool game, though. It was a really cool game, the original one, back in my PC days. Maybe one day I'll get back to my PC roots and buy a PC.
You say that like every third show.
And then my hand starts hurting. And then I'm like, I guess I won't be doing that. Okay, what else we got here? I think we meant to talk about Dungeon Hunter Alliance last week, and we never got around to it. Is that
true? Sure. That's still on here. Yeah. I'm just mentioning that because Gretchen and I have been playing that. It's by Gameloft. It's their dungeon crawler on PSN.
Is it a mini or a maxi?
It is a maxi.
Okay, good. I don't like those minis.
I think it's $12.99.
That is maxi. But
it's for $12.99. If you're looking for a hack and slash action RPG with a lot of loot, that's good for like local co-op. I think it might have online co-op, but I'm not positive on that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we're enjoying it.
You like it? I mean, I know this is one of your favorite genres. How does it compare to some of the more recent ones that you've played? Like,
what did I just play? There was one I didn't like too much that we just played.
Oh, that one, the Crimson Alliance?
Yeah, Crimson Alliance. We played this right after Crimson Alliance. This really hits the spot a lot better for me because you actually get like rare items and like random items popping out all the time. It handles stuff very well. Like the way that it handles the loot is that it's color coded for each player. So you can't pick up, like I pick up all the blue stuff and Gretchen can pick up the red stuff.
Well, that's
so
nice.
One person can't go around and just like pick up everything. And
that's a special feature for married gamers to play together.
Right. But at the same time, she might get a hat that is more useful for me. So then it's easy to trade back and forth. But it just makes it nice. That way you don't have to like keep track of, okay, is it your turn to pick up that thing that we're just going to convert into gold anyways? It does a lot of like smart stuff that like I was actually surprised. Like Gameloft does good stuff. They just don't have a lot of personality to their games usually. They're good at like taking somebody else's concept, making another game out of it.
And it's usually fine, but it's a little vanilla.
Right. Which this one is, but I like the loot. So
better than Dungeon Siege 3?
Dungeon Siege 3 does a story a lot better, but I think I like the way that you pick up loot in this one a little bit better than Dungeon Siege 3.
Mm-hmm.
It was a little bit cumbersome dealing with the inventory and everything in Dungeon Siege.
Excellent. Okay, good. Now, this is for Wombat, and I'm very curious to see how this is going to affect you, Wombat. DC Universe Online is going free to download and free to play in October on the PS3 and PC. So the question to you, Wombat, is, are you going to give it another chance?
For free and free, I'll give it another chance. I didn't know it was going to be free to download. Really? So,
well, that's what it says on the CAG thread, and it must be true.
I was gonna say I'm reading that now. Free to download on the PlayStation Store, and free to play with no monthly fee required. That's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I think I would even give it a shot if I can find the room on my hard drive.
Well, yeah, I would have to delete a ton of stuff.
It's gonna cost you something to get like Superman's jeans, though, right?
Yes. They're gonna charge for stuff. It's not just gonna be a free game.
You can get, I think it's like two characters, and I don't know if there's a level cap or anything.
But that's okay. I mean, hey, you know what? Yeah, that's probably
what
enough
is
to
with
get
the
me
free
to give it a
shot. Access level, and how much does it cost? With the free access level, you can enjoy all of the level 1 through 30 missions, alerts, duos, arenas, and the Batcave and the Fortress of Solitude raids. There are limitations in terms of character slots, inventory, and other features. So
you have one item and no pants.
Basically. So what, for free? I'll give it a shot. Because to pay for it, I feel like it would suck. Also, do you think this game was not as successful as they hoped it would be?
Well, yeah, I think is that
a fair assumption to make?
That's fair to say, but also this freemium model has been getting more and more popular lately. And if you look on the app store on iTunes, you see like all the highest grossing apps are these freemium games.
Wasn't there some story that I should have put on here, but that didn't? That 74% of all app revenue comes from in-game transactions or some crazy shit like that.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the charts, you'll see like the top paid games list is very different than the top grossing games list. You got like Smurfs and stuff and the right at the top of the top grossing games list, and you have, you know, like your Angry Birds on the other list.
Those Smurf berries ain't cheap.
I know. So yeah, that would be pretty cool. Have you guys heard or seen anything about this game Payday, the heist, which is coming to PS3, a downloadable game? Because I read the preview on Kotaku, and it sounds pretty awesome. It sounds like what they did is they took that. What was the mode called in? I can't even remember the name.
Kanan Lynch.
The mode.
Where you play, you do a bank robbery, and then you have to sort of work together as a co-op team. But then at some point, you know, you can try to screw each other over. But it
friends or foes, that's what it's called.
It sounds like something like that. But it sounds like that's what they're doing in a first-person shooter. It sounds really cool. You should check out the preview on Kotaku. It's $20. It sounds like a lot of the missions. There's like, I think it comes with like 6 or 7 levels. They sound like they're movie inspired. Like, in fact, one of them has Heat in the name, and it's, you know, like that famous shootout on the
street.
Major road. Yeah, that famous street shootout. Yeah, when I forget the word street, you know, I'm having big
on
problems.
The street, you know, that thing cars go on it.
Yeah, so I don't know. That looks cool. I'm actually psyched. And I remember walking by it at E3 on the way to one of our appointments, and we really had no free time to check out anything that we didn't have an appointment for. I remember like doing a double take on that, and it's like, well, that looks pretty cool. So
I know I saw an ad on PSN. If you pre-order it, you get a free theme or something.
Well, I don't care about a theme.
Well, I know you don't, but somebody might.
Somebody might.
Somebody's theming up their PS3, right?
Let's see, $20, and when does it come out? October 4th, so very soon. So yeah, keep an eye on that, because I think we could have some fun with that.
Oh, speaking, we're in the Sony section. PS Plus members get Resident Evil 1, 2, and 3, the PlayStation versions, for free right now, too.
What do they get? Okay, they 1, 2, and 3, right. And then they get Resident Evil 4 is...
$10.
$10, yeah, because somebody wrote in, and I even wrote it down here. Yeah, oh, Blake Marshall wants to know if it's worth $10. Wombat.
It's totally worth $10. I still think it's one of the best games ever made. It's just...
Okay, so definitely.
Yeah, the controls are just very unusual if you're used to playing modern games.
Which I am.
Which you are, as am I. As am I.
Okay, so it looks like, we'll get to the CAG bag pretty soon, but it looks like iPhone 5 is going to be revealed on October 4th, and I'm very excited. I just wanted to say that immediately.
Well, my phone contract is up on January 1st, so maybe I'll get one.
Oh, you should get
maybe
it.
Maybe I will.
Ship just got an iPhone 4, so.
iPhone for what?
iPhone, stop it. My iPhone 4 has a nice crack on the top left corner from Ty dropping it. I'm definitely getting one.
Getting it on send?
Okay.
There it was. Number 3.
Thank
it's
you.
The magic number right
I know.
There.
And now it's funny.
Was it funny?
It was. Really? Shipwreck laughed.
He felt sorry for you.
I went to the Jonathan Colton and They Might Be Giants concert last night. That was funny.
They played that song about nerds.
All of them. It was 3 hours of songs about nerds.
Did you know that They Might Be Giants does the theme song to the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse?
It's the Mickey yes. Mouse Clubhouse. Come inside, it's fun inside.
They didn't play that.
Wombat likes watching that on YouTube in Italian.
It's the Mickey Mouse of my fun house. Come
Donaldo.
Inside, it's a fun and inside.
Hey, Donaldo.
Hey, Donaldo.
Ty, why are you watching this? And you don't understand what's happening. He's like, I like it.
Like, all right. Oh, Toodles.
Yep.
We've been watching because they came out with the hour-long episode.
Yeah, there's a few of those.
Yeah, where Mickey goes into outer space. That was the new one and recorded it. We recorded it. So now Sabrina watches it like 3 times a week. It's all she wants to watch. Can we watch the Mickey Mouse Adventures? At least she learned something. But, you know.
I get them on iTunes.
See, there you go.
Okay. Anything else before we go? What?
Hot dog.
Huh? Hot dog, right. Yeah, we did the hot dog dance this morning in the apartment. I carried him and danced. Shall we jump into the CAG bag? Is there anything else you want to hit up before we CAG bag it?
CAG bag.
King Rock writes in, wouldn't it be awesome if Nintendo surprised everyone and had a battery pack included inside of the 3DS slide pad? That would extend the current battery life. Maybe a third party will invent that. I hate to bust your bubble, but, well, in a way you get what you want, sort of, but not really. There is,
right.
You do need a battery to use it. You need is it a AA battery or a AAA? I forget. Unfortunately, it does not extend the battery life of the 3DS. It's just, you need it to.
It probably makes it worse.
It probably makes it, yeah. So the good news is you get the added weight of a battery, but not the actual extended life of the battery.
So, that Nyko battery that I wrote a review for, that's the way to go right now.
You like that one the best?
Yeah, because you don't have to deal with like taking it on and off. It's just like, it functions more like the DS does, where I can actually leave it on and just close it and sit it down for a while and then come back and it still has juice.
Mm.
So it's more like the functionality of a DS with the Nyko battery. But unfortunately, you're not going to be able to use the slide pad attachment with that. So
really the way to go is just to buy the DS that's going to come out in like June that has the slide pad attached to it and hopefully a better battery. And maybe there'll be some good games by then.
There will be. There are just going to be good games soon.
Very soon. Our friend Ben Gilbert from Joystick, Big Boss Gilbert.
I don't know who that is.
Said, I actually had dinner with Ben, JC, and Richard at Gompachi on, what was that?
Sunday.
Thursday night? Sunday night. It's Thursday night. It's like that's tonight.
Sunday.
Right. What's that day again that comes after Saturday?
This is the life of a man
Street
who
day.
Has no weekends.
Street day.
That's how you know you have no weekends.
I have no weekends.
You don't?
No. Yeah, we went to Gompachi, which is actually the restaurant that was the inspiration for that big fight scene in Kill Bill with the crazy 88s, where it looks like they were in like a big restaurant. It wasn't filmed there or anything. It was just the inspiration of, and it's sort of a touristy place, but actually a lot of Japanese people go there and the food is good. We went there, right? Yes, Ship. We definitely went there.
Yeah, we went there for Ty's birthday last year.
Right. And then the manager came over and Michael Jackson to Ty over the balcony on the third floor. Which was pretty.
Right. That's right.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, okay, this is not good. Why are you doing this? Put my son back, please. Thank you. Anyway, so we had a really good time, except Ben and JC got lost and they showed up and they were very late and very sweaty. And Ben refused to take a taxi. So Chris over at Joystick, you should know that your employee Ben is very frugal with the company funds. He does not waste money. Does not waste AOL's money. So you don't have to worry about Ben. He's got your back. He would rather walk in like 90% humidity heat for a half an hour than cost AOL $10. So that's good to know. So anyway, he had a question, actually. That's why he's on this segment. He's asking us about WADA's TGS keynote, and which you guys probably didn't read at all or listen to or hear, and wanted to know what we thought about it, because he was talked about the future of gaming, where he basically says cloud gaming and hologram games are the future. I think that cloud gaming is probably going to be the future, because it makes a lot of sense.
Do we mean recent future or far-flung future?
I think he's talking like, and I think there's actually a slide here. He's talking, I don't know, 2015.
Because I had,
that's not far.
I
off
had
at
this
all.
Conversation with our colleague on this show not too long ago, as far as what it is I'd like to see.
Yes.
And I know it's something that doesn't really exist yet, but if you're asking me what I would like, a console that's completely wireless.
Doesn't require any power.
Well, that's just it. Is it would have there
a big battery?
Something awesome where I could have it sit there and it would still, like maybe a pack that I put on the back that I plug into.
How about a crank?
No, something that I
plug. How about a generator?
Something that I plug into the outlet that somehow beams the power to my. Which again,
wireless power. That's coming. Actually,
I know
it's.
Thank you. I know it's far away and it's mostly just more ideas than anything else, but wireless power is coming and I would like to see a completely wireless console, because right now, if you look behind my TV, it's
disaster.
A disaster of wires and a mess of wires. And I would love to not have one. I think everyone, I think that one of the biggest innovations of this generation that no one really talks about is that it's controller wise, it's completely wireless. When was the last time you used a wired controller? And if you have used one recently, doesn't it feel awkward?
Yeah, I kind of refuse to do that.
Seriously, it's like it's just become so common now to have wireless controllers that, what was it, 5 years ago, there really was no such thing. Not right. En masse, at least. So, I think that it's the next big innovation, especially if you could do it in a way where you could literally just take your console and pick it up like it's a book and move it into another room and play it on another TV.
So you're saying not even an HDMI cable?
Not even an HDMI cable.
That's going to be tricky.
I know it's. I never said it was. You're asking me, in a perfect world, what I would like. Right. I'm not saying it's possible.
If Wombat could make this shit happen, you think he'd be doing this jerky podcast with us?
Exactly. If I could make that happen, I'd be a billionaire.
And holograms, apparently, are also the future.
See, I'd rather have a wireless console than holograms.
I remember that arcade game, the Time Traveler, that horrible arcade game.
Yeah, the cowboy?
Yep, time traveling cowboy. You know what? The problem is, like, the 3D now is, if it was more like a hologram, I think it would be a lot more exciting. Instead of it's inside the TV, you know, it's more of like the depth instead of popping out at you. Yeah, that would be good. I like holograms.
I think holograms are always the future, aren't they?
Of everything.
Help me, Obi-Wan, you're my only hope.
The holodeck on Star Trek? That was awesome.
Holla.
Dude, oh my God. So I was talking to Ty yesterday, and I was trying to teach him something, how to say something with like a New York accent. And I was like, yeah, you know, and that's how you talk like a real New Yorker. And I shit you not, he went back to me and he said, holla. I've never said that to him in my life. I've never said holla. I don't know where he got it from. I don't know.
Sabrina's new thing is to say, what the?
Yeah.
What the?
But they get that from you, though.
No.
I'm sure.
Not for me.
And what was the other thing that he like blew my mind with? Oh, he said, now we're talking. I offered him like something and he said, now we're talking. Cracks me up, that kid. let's see. Dave Station writes in and asks, Cheapy, how is the Xbox turnout at the Tokyo Game Show? Has it dwindled in the past few years since many stores in Japan are discontinuing Microsoft's products? Can you compare Microsoft's presence at TGS compared to their presence at E3? Does it seem like they're giving up in Japan and focusing in more lucrative markets like Europe and the United States and other countries? The booth was definitely smaller this year, and you can look at the floor plan and see that it's physically smaller. It was still a nice booth. It wasn't like pathetic, I don't think. I heard that the rumor is that next year they're not coming at all. I don't know if there's any truth to that, of course. At TGS, I'm sorry, I think it was my friend Brad. I can't remember. I think it was Brad who I was having a discussion with. We were talking about why the Xbox has been so unsuccessful in Japan. And he really thinks that it's not down to the 360. It's the original Xbox that completely screwed them up. It was so big and chunky. The controller was so big. They put out all these games that not only did they not appeal to the Japanese market, they weren't even localized. They didn't have Japanese in them. So, and that turned off so many gamers that they were just, Microsoft has never been able to recover from that. So it was almost like no matter what they did now, it didn't even matter. And I thought that was interesting. I never really thought of it that way. It wasn't depressing, Dave Station, but the whole show in general, I thought was depressing. There was just so much empty space. And, you know, I had this argument with Brian Ashcraft from Kotaku the other night because he thought it was fine. But I just thought it was like pretty, like compared to E3, the whole thing is like nothing. The whole show is basically nothing unless you're really into, you know, Japanese women in skimpy outfits. Then it has something to offer. But even that, there were way less booth babes this year. Way less. So, I don't know. E3, I think E3 blows it away. And I've heard that GamesCon blows away E3. So, there you go. That's the order of greatness. King Rock writes in, hey guys, I want to know how Shipwreck knows rock stars like Jason Isbell. That was totally bizarre seeing Isbell's tweets on the CAG feed.
Isbell.
I don't know. I don't even know who he is.
Yeah, me neither. He's Shipwreck's friend.
Oh. Yeah, he's my friend.
He's a rock star?
He's popular in certain circles. Yeah.
What's the name of his group?
Before he was in a band called the Drive-By Truckers, and then he went out solo, and now he's Jason Isbell in the 400 Unit. They just had a song on the last episode of Sons of Anarchy.
Oh, I haven't watched that yet. Excellent. I love that show. It's like one of my favorite shows.
I know him because we were in the same fraternity in college.
Ah, Lambda, Lambda, Lambda.
That's the one.
And Omega Moo. We've come here tonight to do this show for you.
That's what Isbell's music sounds like.
I figured as much.
There's Poindexter on the violin. Soon Booger and Lewis will be joining in. Clap your hands, everybody. Everybody, clap your hands.
Okay, Wormser, what's next?
By the way, Booger was on one of the episodes of Curb Your Enthusiasm this season, and it was hilarious.
Curtis Armstrong?
Yep. Yeah. There's a scene, just watch it, it's funny. And Michael J. Fox was on the season finale, and that was awesome, too. Here we go. Enemy of Us All writes in, "Hey guys, I was wondering if you think the end is near for the move. I've been waiting for the killer app, and it just doesn't seem to be coming. It seems Sony's inability to release a game specifically for the move has made it, hey, we have a motion controls too, type of deal. And where the hell is Sorcery?"
Which something.
Yeah, and I saw that.
I was going to say, something that have an end. Wouldn't it really have had to have had a start?
I saw Amazon has done the 50% off thing on the Move hardware now. And, you know, discounts a lot of the games. I don't know. Yeah, where is Sorcery? Sorcery was shown. That was
the E3 that I was at.
Right. And then this year they had that other, like, medieval something or other game, Cogs or something that looked lame.
Medieval Moves.
Medieval Moves, yeah. Put Move
Dead
in the title.
Quest or something like that.
Yeah. I don't know. That's a good point. Where are those? Like, you know, Kinect has a lot of titles that are just Kinect only coming out in the future. But
Medieval Moves is coming out this fall, I think. Mm-hmm. Sorcery, I don't know if that exists anymore.
Right. I don't know. Okay, Toilet Duck writes in and wants to know what some of our most hated but unanimously highly rated games are. Who wants to go first? Do you want me to go first?
Since you I saw go the question first. Ahead of time?
I don't know. I don't think I've hated any game that was. Well, that's not true. Maybe disliked, I'll say. Like MotorStorm, I thought was really overrated. Grand Theft Auto 4, I thought was overrated. I mean, technically, it was pretty cool, but gameplay-wise, it was very frustrating. Dark Souls. I didn't really see what was the first one?
Demon's Souls.
Demon's Souls. I didn't see what the big deal was there. And that game got crazy good reviews. I don't know. I think there's a common theme here. Frustration. I just don't like frustrating games.
I never really saw the appeal of Super Meat Boy. Was a game that everyone loved, and I played the demo, and I was like, I don't get it.
It's really good.
There you go. I'm not saying you're wrong.
No, I'm saying that you are.
Yeah, it's fine. It's just not for me. I'm sorry. I just can't get into that. Same thing with Braid. I just did not like Braid at all, but we've talked about that at length.
You're wrong.
Exactly. I'm wrong.
Wrong again. I'm wrong again.
Any Final Fantasy game in the modern age?
Right. Well, I don't think the last ones have been very well reviewed.
No, but I mean, you know, I wouldn't play Final Fantasy VII if you, you know, strapped me to a chair and paid me to do it. So, there you go.
All right. Anything else, Ship? You got anything? Well, we'll just move on.
I don't like Red Dead. That's about it.
I still haven't finished that. I did finish. I finished Red Dead. I haven't finished Undead, Nightmare. Whatever.
I haven't tried that. I might like that better. I don't know.
It's the thing that makes Undead a little bit better than the original is that the story is intentionally cheesy.
That might help me.
Yeah, and because it's supposed to be like a campy horror movie type situation as well. The main game supposed to be taken very seriously, and yet it's cheesy in parts and unrealistic. Slider Wave wants to know your opinion on this shipwreck. Basically, there's a CNN story that there's a sperm bank that rejects redheads.
Not any sperm bank. The world's largest sperm bank.
Oh, the world's largest, because apparently redheaded children only appeal to parents who have redheads, who have red hair, rather.
What am I supposed to do with all these Ziploc bags I've been filling?
You've been stockpiling?
You have a freezer full of jism.
Was that your retirement fund?
It was.
Oh, man.
That makes sense, though, doesn't it? Like, if you're not,
right,
like, redheaded, like, you or you have a history of red hair in your family, like, you want your kid weird to look somewhat like you.
Right. That's a good point. So you don't take it personally, is what you're saying.
Oh, I take it very personally, but it makes sense.
Well, you could have a very nice balloon fight with somebody. A couple more here. Damien Ogre. Other than games, what else can the Vita do? Is there any other reason to buy it? Does it take pictures and video, Facebook, Twitter, whatever? It has Facebook and it has Twitter. I'm sure it can take pictures and video because it has cameras. But I can't imagine that any of those extraneous features are going to be as good as a good smartphone.
Yeah, but I wouldn't need it to do those things well if it played really good games. If it played really great games and the games were awesome, I could really give two fucks about what else it could do.
I haven't even, I mean, I did, on my old Xbox, I had installed Facebook and Twitter. And then when I got a new Xbox, I never even bothered because it was just, but it's they, not as they good.
Could, they could be better on the Vita because you had the touchscreen. So it would be essentially what you have on the iPhone.
I wouldn't hold my breath.
But it could be.
It could potentially, but I just don't feel like they're going to put the time in to make a proper Twitter, Facebook client.
Well, it depends on what their store is like.
Right.
Like if they have a bit of an open market with it, which I don't think they will, but if they do, then you get some interesting apps on there.
All right, we'll see. I mean, look, it's not fair since I haven't seen it to poo-poo it. I'm just saying I'm not optimistic. Based on what I've seen like on the Xbox with what they've done, I don't know.
It just doesn't make sense on the Xbox. You're not going to sit down and do Twitter on the Xbox controller.
If you have a lot of time and like, you know, really like using that interface to type. What else? Just Joe writes in, for Cheapy, I was listening to an old CADcast where you were asked a question that revealed your dislike of other sites cutting and pasting deals from your site to theirs and having their own deal of the day type articles. Now that you're a little older and a lot wiser, does this sort of thing still bother you, or is it something you don't even think about? You know, I would like to say that it doesn't bother me and that I am wiser. I'm definitely older. But it doesn't really bother me per se, but I do find it somewhat amusing when I see, because I realize like it's an easy post for a blogger to do. They've got to do a certain number of posts a day, and to say like something's on sale somewhere is very easy. But it's funny because they can't just say, the only thing you care about in a deal post is what is on sale and how much does it cost and what's the place that I can go buy it. That's all the information you give a shit about. But they can't just write that because then the post would be two sentences and it would look weird. So they have to come up with like a paragraph or two of some snarky stuff that really nobody cares about. It's just filler. And I always just sort of like shake my head when I see that. It doesn't bother me per se, but, you know, I find it somewhat humorous. I'll tell you what does bother me though. Kotaku does their deal posts and... Well, actually, it doesn't bother me that they don't include CAG. What bothers me is that the day they started doing that, the day after I helped the same guy who writes those posts do an article, he asked me a bunch of questions to help him with this article, which I did. And he, you know, used them in the article. And then the next day, he launched his new deal post on Kotaku, and there's no CAG to be found in it. And they basically refuse to post CAG in their deal posts. That bothered me, and that still bothers me. That was fucked up, and obviously I won't be helping them with any more articles. Not that they probably give a shit, but that I thought was kind of awkward. Maybe I did a bad job for him, but I don't know. I asked him if it was okay. He said it was okay. I don't know.
I just bought Michael Jackson The Experience while you were talking.
The used one from Gamefly?
Oh, yeah.
How much? even though
$15.
I posted it. All right, good. Excellent. Well, if Shipwreck is shopping, I think it's time to wrap up the show. I think Wombat passed out, actually.
Huh? What? Who did now?
So definitely I want to thank everybody for listening and, of course, remind people about the free 2-week trial and free audiobook download at audibletrial.com/cadcast. You can help pay for Wombat's kids college. And actually, it doesn't cost you anything. That's the best part. Please follow us on Twitter, CheapyD, Wombat5277, and Shipwreck. And of course, you can get game deals from our account, Video Game Deals, and on Twitter. On Facebook, facebook.com/cheapassgamer. Review us on iTunes, mofos. We like it. It helps us. And you probably want to help us because we help you, don't we?
No.
Oh. Well, we're done. So see you next week.
Bread's done.
The chill of night at the scene of a crime, like a streak of light, he arrives just in time. Spider-Man, friend of the neighborhood Spider-Man. Wealth and fame are he's ignored. Action is his reward. To him, life is a great big hang-up. Wherever there's a hang-up, you'll find the Spider-Man.